Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a perfect transition to discuss Drake right now and what he's been doing. Of course, you saw clips and stuff of his tour in Australia. And again, he's just performing. You know, he's doing what he does. He's doing his showman acts on stage. He's a guy that's, again, he's not so much of a performer, but he puts together a show. You know, he's very much a showman in terms of hyping the crowd, his set list and stuff like that. And again, he also does his little shots here and there, changing up the lyrics. And again, it's drew some attention in terms of the "but not LeBron" line that he changed in one of his songs, and him looking at signs and giving out money in the crowd. So it's been interesting to see his way of like getting away from all this attention. And again, he looks like he's doing well, you know, being one to be able to perform and have sold out crowds and crowds loving him and him giving to another side of the world as a global artist. You know what I mean? It's huge for him, right? Because again, if we're looking at globally, Drake is a star globally. And it's not just in North America at the end of the day. But again, with that too, we see that he has an album. He's also been promoting an album with Party Next Door, Sexy Songs for You, on Valentine's Day. Very fitting. What are your thoughts on this rollout, and what are your expectations for this album?
So when I saw the way he was, the way he's rolling it out, and then I looked at, so first we saw the snippet. There was really not much to make out of it. It was like, what, I think a 30, 40 second snippet. That was the original.
Drake snippet, right?
Yeah.
Drake snippet, yeah. Of them, I guess, the camera going inside like a studio, I think, in his house.
Yeah.
Some girls at the front and him just back there chilling, listening to a snippet of I guess one of the songs that would be on the album. Yeah.
So that was kind of, that just kind of more so just lets you know something is coming, but it
Yeah.
doesn't give you much to work with. So it was hard for me to get a read on that.
Yep.
Then as I saw the trailer that he did with, I think it was it
It,
Trey
it,
Rich?
no, I think the second trailer was just Party with
Okay.
the chapel, right? With the chapel, and then Party was in a car.
Okay, so I probably missed that one then. So that one I didn't even, I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that was a second snippet, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, and then there was a
Because it
clip.
teased another song.
Okay,
Yeah,
and
because
then
he teased two songs. Yeah.
but then there was a clip that came out today. I think it was with one of the, was it, is it Trey Richardson with one of the twins? There was a, there's a, was it today? I'm pretty sure it was today on IG.
I know he was active on Plot Twist, his Finsta, right? So he dropped.
There was a video that came out where it looked like a skit. If you didn't see it, then maybe I can pull it up. I can pull up the video for you here, but it looked like it was related to the album.
Yeah.
Oh, it came
So
out yesterday. It came out yesterday.
is it on his page?
It's on his, yeah, it's on the Champagne Poppy page. You liked it. It's the one with Trey Richardson holding the flowers.
Let me look quickly. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that video, that snippet. Oh, yes.
So then I saw that one, and then I saw the actual cover where it's in front of like the Marilyn Monroe Towers in Mississauga. Yeah, so once I saw that, then that made me realize that this is probably gonna be a Toronto specific project where he's kind of taking it back to the Views days. That's what it reminded me of, and that's the song that gave me. It's kind of like F the charts, F the popularity, F all that stuff. I want to go back to the basics of just doing what I love, working with someone that I have great musical chemistry with, and just putting on music for the city, by the city kind of thing. That's the kind of energy that is giving me. What about you?
And I think that's what we've always been asking for, kind of. Or like I would say a lot of the phantom Drake haters, the ones that like they cheer for Drake because he's a hit maker, but like they always have something negative to say about them, like, oh, he doesn't do enough for the city, this, that, you know what I mean? Or he doesn't do enough for Toronto artists per se to uplift them, right? But again, I'm on the opposite side. I think he has done a lot, but if he is making it a focus to highlight the cities and the inner cities, it's a good thing, right? And I agree that with everything you just kind of alluded to, because again, we see a lot of snippets of people that are from the GTA, right? We have Peel with Brampton guys from Brampton with Trey and Jay in the video, and then we have Mississauga and the tower. So it's good to see him getting back into his roots, and I can see this project being very Redemption, Western Road flows, like very like in that Views bag, right? West District, that type of vibe. But honestly, it's the two snippets I heard. It sounds good. I'll be curious if he has any other features, or if it'll be solely just Party and Drake. What do you think?
It would be good to see them throw maybe a couple of other OVO guys in there. If there can be something with like a Magic Jordan, just to kind of put the whole team on the map. You know what I mean? At
Yeah,
least
it'll be interesting if he
have
takes that route, because he hasn't done that in a while, right?
have like just a track or two where it's just all you guys kind of coming together. And I think, and I don't want to kind of sound like I'm reaching like a Kendrick fan, but I'm just kind of looking at it on the outside looking in, right? I think this album was almost therapeutic for him in a way because it kind of made him realize how quick the world can kind of turn on you. And really and truly, all I have is these guys and have my city. It's kind of a reminder to him, not to even though he's never abandoned the city, but don't always get too caught up on other things. Home is where the heart is.
Yeah,
And
100%. With
I
all the
should.
favors he's done over the border, right? He's done a lot of favors and continued to do it, right? He continued to help out DJ Khaled. That's another interesting thing that we could possibly touch on, in terms of Khaled having Drake Bell on his album. I look forward to Drake Bell on DJ Khaled's new album. But all the favors he's done, right? Lil Baby, all these up and coming artists, right? That he just goes out of his way to help, right? I feel like he just needs to just, keep it small, keep it, how he used to keep it, you know what I mean? Just very at home, very 5 a.m. in Toronto, just, keep it with the guys, and don't outsource anymore.
I agree, and I think that's kind of the mental space that he arrived at, and I think this project is him really leaning into it. So I think, we kind of gave little like our early thoughts on what it could potentially be the last episode that we did. But now I'm even thinking what happened at the Super Bowl and a lot of the fan reaction, and even some people in the media who are being honest with what they saw. I think momentum might have shifted back into Drake's corner, to be honest, where I think they're gonna have a very strong first week because what it is I think with everything that he's announced so far, I can definitely tell that it created an energy within the city that there's an anticipation that we have. And
And
I
he's
think,
doing all the right things in terms of like what he's showing.
and I think quickly people on the outside who pretend they don't like Drake, even though we all know that they do, they're gonna be able to recognize and see that online, and then they're gonna want to see what's up. So I think he might have a bigger week, first week than we anticipated. And I think a lot of momentum has shifted in his favor. And I think if he can really get, like you said, into that, views, Weston Road flows type of bag where he's just delivering that kind of music, I think, if we're being honest, I think he can sway a lot of opinions.
I agree. But I always feel like there's always going to be a group of people that 3 seconds into the album, they're gonna be tweeting, "Oh, what is this? Is this trash?" Da, da, da. There's always been those type of Drake haters online, and I think there's that community has grown ever since his beef with Kendrick. You see it more and more, just the hate for Drake, right? And I think early on, first listens, there'll be a bit of that, but then eventually, as it goes through the week and people give the different opinions, because all it takes is a few people to say the right things, and then it goes from this is trash to this is fire. You know what I mean? You know how the media goes in terms of the hip hop realm. So it'll be interesting to see how that narrative is. But yeah, I'm very curious in terms of who he decides to put on the project. It'll be For me, this is a shot in the dark, but it'll be interesting if he puts a person like Forbats on it. Again, they did have some type of relationship, or I think he was working with OVO in terms of production last summer. So it'll be interesting, he being like that R&B, dark R&B party next door type R&B. It'll be interesting to see if he puts a guy like him on the project. Maybe even a Bryson Tiller, who knows, right? Bryson Tiller and Drake have had some relationship in the past. Bryson Tiller was a guy that almost signed to OVO. If that is the I could only see that as any type of outsourcing that he may do, but outside of that, I just feel like he'll may keep it just him and Party and maybe Division. I haven't heard of Division in a long time. I don't
That's
know what Daniel's doing outside of smoking hookah, but we'll see.
who I missed last time when I said Magic Jordan. I forgot to mention Division, but he crossed my mind too. And then I'm even wondering, Shot in the Dark, that I think his name's Gordo, who he collaborated.
Gordo, yeah. If
I'm
he
wondering if
if
maybe even he can, like,
terms of production, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
maybe even he'll have like some kind of contribution to the album. It'll be definitely interesting. And I do like that you brought up the DJ Khaled thing, so I think yeah, we'll probably touch upon that. But you've been asking me the question, so now I'm gonna ask you, since you did bring it up. What were your thoughts on how on his response to what DJ Khaled said?
Drake, he's good when he's in this witty bag, and he makes headlines from his just like snarky remarks. He's really good at what he does, right? In terms of that, because it's funny, right? And it's a great move, in terms of just like him being like, nah, like you stay over on that side, you know? I'm gonna keep things in house, you know? I'm gonna stay over here. You guys are over there having a blast over there. No more favors anymore. That's what I like to see. No more favors. No more just hopping. No more Drakes. I have two Drakes. No, none of that. All right, you got Drake Bell. And that's it.
So just to be, because earlier when we were discussing the halftime Super Bowl performance, you were being objective. So I guess for the sake of me trying to be objective now, right? Technically, DJ Khaled didn't really jump in the fray on either side.
Fair?
Do you think, and I'll give my opinion on it, again, I'm just trying to be objective here. Do you think that it was still fair for him to tell DJ Khaled, must be Drake Bell?
I think it's more so It's unfortunate, and I feel like DJ Khaled's devastated, but I think it's more so the fact that he knows how DJ Khaled album or project is gonna be. It's gonna be a lot of guys that he's not no longer mixing with. That's the thing. It's gonna be a mix of artists that Drake probably severed a lot of those ties with. So I think it's more so that. Where he's not attaching himself to something that's attached to all these guys that he's supposedly not like.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Yeah. So, okay, so that's a pretty good response. Honestly, I love what he did to DJ Khaled. I loved it because, and I don't even mind the whole not, choosing and picking sides thing because, I can get it, right? Sometimes when there's two people who've known each other for quite some time and they have a disagreement, sometimes the smartest thing to do is stay out of it because you don't know the extent of their dynamic or their relationship, right? Maybe one day they'll find a way to work it out on their own. So I can get staying neutral in a situation like that, right? However, here's where I say I think DJ Khaled is compromised because he's signed to Roc Nation, right? So your management and your representation is proactively doing things behind the scenes to try to put me in a tough spot. And they're trying to end my career. So how is it going to work that you're dealing with these people who are actively trying to end me, but then I'm going to come jump on a track that really you have more to benefit from than me? How
Yeah,
does that
doesn't
work?
make sense. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think that's the kicker at the end of the day. It's that whole label relationship, the whole Roc Nation component of it. Drake's not coming near any of that, So that's what it ultimately comes down to. But I'm just gonna look at it from a comedical way. It's like Drake's not again, they're not like him, right? And he's not like them. So it is what it is.
I know I'm glad he put him in his place though with the way that he did it because I think DJ Khaled was someone at one point that I had, some level of respect for. I think just because of his ability to network and that he really made out of a career, he made a career out of
Yeah,
really not doing
interpersonal.
anything. Yeah, he's not doing anything. All he done is he just cultivated relationships and he somehow convinced the biggest artist in the world that they need to jump on one of his tracks.
Yeah, and
That. So,
he's done a great way of cultivating that relationship with Drake,
he
really
has,
truly,
yeah.
as weird or like as much as Drake may look at him as like he's just that one friend that it's just like it's Khaled,
Yeah.
like he's funny, he always giving us food and
Yeah.
doing nice favors, gestures and stuff like that. He sending me his Khaled Jordans and stuff like that. So it's like, I'll come by, smoke some hookah, have dinner, and make a track,
That's it. And it's
And then
like you.
he's the one that's making it like, oh Drake, you're the best. I love you. Like you're the best, man. Like, what would I do without you? And Drake's just like, yeah, man, yeah.
You
Yeah,
know.
I'm gonna head out tomorrow,
And that's the thing, right? So is that this is a guy who literally had his back against the wall that was fighting for his life, musically speaking. So even if there's a level of paranoia where like, yo, I don't know who is who anymore, I don't know what is what, like you can talk all that brother, show me love stuff, but these guys used to call me their brother and look how they
Yeah,
went at me, right?
100%.
So he could be at a stage where he's kind of like, that PTSD. I don't know who is who and what is what. But I mean, I think enough time has passed that he can somewhat see things relatively clearly. And like you guys just, whether DJ Khaled was involved or not, I don't think he was, but who represents you was actively involved in trying to bring me down. So, no, the free ride is over, bro.
So I have a question now. If
Okay.
you're DJ Khaled, knowing that ties may be severed with your Drakes, do you now reach out to a guy like Kendrick, start yelling on the track? And again, I can't put it past a guy like DJ Khaled to do such a thing and such an act to add to him and his promotion. But then if he's willing to sever his Drake once and for all for a moment, I don't know. But the moment would work if he chose to go that route.
So there's validity to your question because there was a time when Big Sean and Kendrick had little issues, and then he put them on the same track. That was back on,
The
I
major
think,
keys,
Major
major
Key, yeah.
keys.
And the song I think was called Holy Key, and he put them on, right? And Big Sean washed Kendrick on that track. We're not gonna talk about, no one wants to talk
Hey
about
man, we
that
don't
one.
talk about those moments.
But Big Sean
Not when Not
washed
Like Us is out.
him. No, Big Sean washed him, you know, objectively speaking. But and here's where DJ Khaled is in a tough spot, right? Because if he was to do what you just asked me, it's gonna confirm to Drake what he already suspects, that you're just this executive musical groupie that's just trying to latch onto anyone who
Any
he thinks
moment,
that can give him a hit, right? So if he was smart, he would avoid doing any work with Kendrick altogether, you know, stick with your Futures and your Chris Brown.
Dirk's in the bin, man. What's
Dirk
he
in the bin. Yeah.
to
So stick with your
do?
Futures.
Tory's not there.
Do your August Alsinas if he even still makes music. I don't know what he's
Shensia,
up
he's
to.
gonna only have Shensia. He's gonna have to get Gorilla and Lotto now.
And here's what I like. And I don't want to get political with this, right? And I don't want to make you uncomfortable or say anything that can jeopardize us. But I'll say this. Sometimes it's good to just say what you believe, right? Because we know his ethnic background, and people are always like, hey, why are you silent? Why are you silent? And he's always refused to speak out of fear for what might happen to his career, which is understandable, right? I've said it before, I'll say it many times. I don't judge people for what they choose to speak or not speak on. They have bills to pay, they have mouths to feed, right? But he has chosen to remain silent for the sake of his career. That's a personal decision. But now something like this happens where all your major collaborators don't get along with each other. You mentioned some names, Tory Lanez, he's in jail right now. So what you were trying to avoid ended up happening through other means anyways. So what did you really lose from not saying anything? If it's something that, like, you know, you believe in, and it's something that genuinely impacts you on a genuine level, you don't have to go out the window with it and crash out. But just a little small something just to show that you care and it somehow impacts you. To be honest, I think more people would respect him if he had done that, right? You look at right now, one of the biggest shows on Netflix is season two of Mo.
I gotta watch that myself, to be
Yeah.
honest.
But, and I'm not going to give any spoilers, but he brilliantly tells a story by just using his artistic ability to storytell. So it's kind of like you were trying to avoid, you were using your silence as a way to avoid something from happening, but it ended up happening anyways through a different means. So if there's something that you truly believe in that's near to your heart, just speak truth. Like, don't, you know, it's not about what you say, it's how you go about saying it and what you can do. So I think for him, you know, in the words of his own famous words, you played yourself. Like, you genuinely played yourself in multiple ways, and it's all cultivating now. It's manifesting itself now. We can see it happening in real time. So a Khaled album, is anyone really gonna check for it if there's no Drake on it? Like,
I don't know. That's what I'm saying, right? Like, it's again, I think Drake has always been a folk vocal point of a lot of his albums. When Drake was absent from his projects, I don't know last time that happened, but again, it's never. all those other tracks don't do too well. So it'll be very interesting to see what he ends up doing with what he has on the field, in the field.
And if I was him, what I would do, to be honest, is scrap whatever this album was going to be. Scrap it. And then look for an A&R opportunity at a label. And maybe make the transition to just being an A&R and trying to discover talent.
That's not gonna happen though.
Like, I just don't see what he does. Like, what, like,
He's DJ Mustard.
but
That's why he just.
he doesn't even make beats. That's the thing. He's not even a beat maker.
That's true.
So it's like, it comes to the question, what do you actually do? Like, you were the
And
relationship guy.
he's essentially a luxurious A&R,
Yeah.
right? So.
Or best case scenario, right? If he's lucky, convince Jay-Z, you'll come out of retirement and like, let's just do a DJ Khaled produced Jay-Z album. But I'm
Yeah.
telling you right now, Jay-Z ain't doing
No, not at all.
it. Jay-Z
No,
ain't
he has
doing it,
bigger
bro.
fish to fry.
But yeah, so I think by Drake putting out that one comment, I think he really put Khaled's career on ice, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I like Drake. He's on his Finsta. He's just putting out some symbolism, some things that you could look into or just look at and laugh at. And it's interesting, right? We'll see when the project comes out, but yeah, it'll be very interesting these next few couple of days leading up to All Star Weekend as
Yeah.
well, you know?
And we'll definitely jump on an episode and do a review of that album, give our thoughts on it.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.